Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
I just did the last one. Oh, goodness, I know I did. But I have another topic. It popped in my head because I have this right now, and it's giving yourself things to look forward to.
Oh, yes. I do this. I think we discussed recently of like getting little menial tasks done. And I said, oh, yeah, like, but having like an hour of guitar to look forward
right.
to helps. Yeah, I just for as long as I can remember in my adult life, you know, sort of incentivizing myself with little things, whether it's like a little candy treat or an activity that I like to do, or seeing friends, or something to look forward to,
right.
will always help get the job done faster and better.
This is something that I've struggled with a little bit throughout, well, I was going to say my adult life, but pretty much most of my life, which is being careful not to like be too reward-based with myself. It's really easy for me to be like, you dug out the trash, take a nap. But like, I think that might be a little overkill. But if I know I'm going to have like a super busy, tough week, I'll see if my friends want to go see a movie on Saturday. You know what I mean? So that way you have what I always think of as like anchor points of like, okay, great. And like right now we're going to Birmingham and New Orleans with my brother and me in the Adventure Zone. And I've never been to New Orleans. And I'm so excited to go, right? And so that's,
I've always wanted to go to New Orleans,
right?
Specifically.
Yeah, I've never been.
It's a thing that, like, I've always wanted to visit, and I've never found an excuse to. So now we're doing it for a tour, and we gave ourselves, like, an extra travel day, which is something we've never done before. And so, like, now I have this thing, and it really, like, it's, you got to be careful not to, like, get stuck daydreaming about it. But it really gives me, for me, it's twofold. One, something to look forward to. But also structure of time of being able to say like, okay, so we just went to PodCon and then it's 3 weeks to New Orleans and then it's 3 weeks to the Joko cruise. And then a month later, I'm going on this trip with my friends and then three, right? And that, especially for me, because I work from home and I work for myself. So it can be really easy to like forget what day it is and sometimes what month it is. And so having that structure of like, this happens, then this happens, then this happens, then you're going to this con, and then this movie comes out that you're looking forward to. Even if it's just that, gives me structure that I love and I crave.
Yeah. What's something you're looking forward to, Erica? Gosh. I was thinking about it. I block out, I feel like the year is already sort of filling up, and I haven't planned it out yet, but Japan trip is definitely coming this year.
Ooh.
Which I've always wanted to go, and there have been so many times that I was really close to going, but this year's the year, it's happening.
Do it. I believe in you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's happening this year. But I feel lucky in that I always have something to look forward to. And for me, I'm very fortunate in that sometimes it's work. I have like a couple of voiceover sessions coming up that I'm just really, really stoked on. And I have, like, I'm taking a friend to the Magic Castle in a week.
Ooh.
And yeah, which I love Magic Castle trips, and you know, I agree. 'Cause I am also a freelancer. And so having sort of block chunks of activity to look forward to really does give my life structure. And most of the time, especially during con season in the summer, it's like, okay, it's Comic-Con and then, this con and then the next con and then some sort of trip, and sort of blocking things out into chunks, with something at the end of it. Is always like, yeah, it's
dessert.
I really,
it's
it gives,
dessert,
yeah,
you know,
it is, it's dessert. And you're like, yes, I earned this. I ate all my peas and now I get ice cream.
Right. And I also think it's important, once again, to touch on a topic we've hit a couple times in this recording session. Like, your tough thing might not seem that tough to somebody else. Like, for you, maybe it's like, well, I'm going to go home and visit family, and then I need to have something to look forward to after that, right?
Yeah.
Or, like,
right.
I'm going to, like, go do this thing for work that seems like cons, right? For some people, going to Comic-Con is, like, a super fun, exciting thing. And don't get me wrong, for me it is, too, but I also know that it's a lot of work for some people.
Sure.
And so, like, if that's your really hard thing and you need a reward after Comic-Con, yes, do it. Don't be afraid to reward yourself just because the thing that is hard seems fun.
Right. And I find that a lot. That helps me a lot with, like, if I'm very busy and I have a lot going on, it's easy to feel guilty because I love the work that I do and the people that I work with and all of this. And then I have found that it's very, very helpful. Like, even if you're having trouble making a lot of time for, like, nice, relaxing, knock-related stuff, you know, if you have a D&D game that's just for you and your friends, that is going to happen, like, in a week or something like that, it's a nice little fixed point that you can be like, all right, everything else gets to fall away for this period of time, and I can enjoy everything that's good about the stuff in between and be, like, shored up against the more stressful aspects. If you have a D&D game to look forward to that's just for you, even as if everything else is a mix of stress and fun, like, knowing that there's something that you've reserved, you don't want to pin all your hopes on how one thing goes, but yes. Knowing that if you, like, that is reserved for, like, a moment to refresh, and that it will, like, everything else that comes and goes till then, you can sort of fortify yourself against whatever stresses are going on, because you know, like, hey, I've chosen to balance time out in this way, and I know that the time where I will get to completely relax is that time. That will be nice. And then even if, you know, like, you can roll with events if those changes happen, if people have to reschedule or whatever, you can be like, well, I already knew I needed that night to relax, so I'm going to read a book. Don't just fill it back up with work or something else. Know the value that had for you as something that served you in that way, and let yourself look forward to it.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.